There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You ask me, time rules were made to be time broken.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Lore Boys. My name is James Miller, here back in time to talk to you about Chrono Trigger. One of our favorite games, I could say, on the cast. And who else is here?
I'm Ethan. I'm not a frog with a sword, but maybe I will be in the future.
Peter O'Donohue. I've got the body hair to be a cave lady, but am not currently.
Oh, Ayla. Yeah, Ayla is... I was looking at pictures of her today. Not so hairy. Not so hairy, the artist.
Where were you looking at pictures, Jimbo?
Yeah, I gotta do some research. Hairless Ayla from Chrono Trigger.
So, not
34 Ayla.
Not that hairy. Jump in right away with some blue stuff. But yeah, I did have to look things up, and I'll be honest, when I was looking up the female characters, I had to stay on Safe Search Google Images because Ethan's looking something up right now. I can tell by his eyes.
I mean, it's the second shot here is an upskirt. Like, we're listener bonus content, patreon.com/loreboys. If you want to hear it, we'll talk about perverts a lot on this week's. It's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah,
one pervert
yeah,
in particular,
yeah.
But we talk about
week for sex perverts on the Lore Boys.
We talk about in Japan, phones have to have a shutter sound on their cameras. So, and this is why.
Anyways, yeah, the Chrono Trigger does not make a shutter sound when you use it, and we are going to be talking about this 1995 role playing game. So, can someone pull up the patrons from last week? I forgot to, but in the meantime, I can tell you that this one was pretty heavily requested. I feel like we also had some other places, but I couldn't find all of them. But requested by Fantailed, who is a patron. Thank you, Fantailed. And as well as non-patrons, waterboarding instructor Terold.
Terry? So
not our old Terry, but our new Terry.
Right.
Yeah. Hatch Henry, who I don't know as well. Ty, Bjorn, and Tobine. So Toby. Thank you guys. Thank you for those. Oh yeah, maybe Toby. Yeah.
Thanks to Tyler, Ben and Six, and Beef Supreme, who's been very Ben and Six, I think, is also active in the Discord right now, but Beef Supreme's an old fave in the Discord.
An old meme lord. Yeah. It took me a long time to realize that you just were the guy from Idiocracy that has no dialogue but tries to kill Luke Wilson's character in like the Thunderdome.
Beef Supreme, you mean?
Beef Supreme, yeah.
Not exactly. Me. Oh,
yeah,
you said you, like, and I always think you're talking about me.
Ethan Palmer, the character, the made-up character from Idiocracy.
Yeah. So I guess this is an old game. This is like one of these games that is on so many people's lists for best games of all time. What are your experiences with the game so far?
I don't remember what episode I talked about.
The mobile problem.
I've talked about how I've tried to play this game now twice, because the last time we talked about it and I complained about this, I was like, I'm gonna download it again on my newer phone and try again. And the Android version just constantly crashes. And like an old school JRPG, you just lose like dozens of minutes of playtime, and I just couldn't do it. So I've never beaten the game.
I've never beaten the game either, for the record.
A note on that is the most recent port that I think went to Android and PC, which a little while ago was came from the DS version of the game. And the port on release on Steam, I know, was very bad. It might have been a similar issue for Android.
Right,
but
yeah.
Since then, now if you are going to come back to the game, the Steam way is the way to play it, because you get extra cutscenes from the DS, and you also get all the cutscenes from the PlayStation version of the game, minus a few. There's like a couple cutscenes that just got like removed from the game from all time from the PlayStation release. Nobody knows why.
It was the upskirts from Ayla. gaming got too woke. I had to take those out.
Yeah, something like that. But anyways, if you want to play it now, probably Steam is the best way to play it. If you want to play it mobily, maybe Steam Deck. I'm not sure how. Check the reviews on Android before buying it, because Ethan had a bad experience. But
I own four copies of it. I also have never finished it. The first time I ever played it, I played the DS version on what's the legitimate businessman thing for the DS? Is it an R34 card or an R4?
R34 card. Lets you see up Ayla's skirt.
Yeah, something like that. Then I have the PlayStation version.
They don't use carts anymore. You hack the SD cards in the new DSs. So don't ask me how I know.
I wouldn't know about all that stuff because that's illegal. Me neither. And I wouldn't have done it ever.
But yeah, I've got the PS1 version on my PS3 and my PS4. And then I had a legitimate copy on the DS, as well as a real copy on the DS. Hmm. And I have another copy somewhere. I don't have the Steam one. But I have played
Super Nintendo?
No, it's the OG is the one I never had, because I didn't have video games when I was young. And my neighbor had a Sega. So, like, blame Adrian and his fucking parents.
Yeah,
I'm a bitch. Eric and Karen, fuck them. shout out to them. I hope they're all right. So I didn't play it when I was young, but I played it.
Matt, did they listen to this show?
Eric and Karen just at home, like drinking wine, listening to the radio.
Listening to the radio. Yeah. He's pretty listening to this episode on cassette. Like, what are you talking about me in the bonus?
I have, and again, this is like my friend who at present I don't speak to due to the conspiracy thing. He and I had a long-running playthrough on PS3 where we had characters and voices for all the characters, and like every weekend he'd come over. This is when I was like 25, and every weekend he would come over. We would have some drinks, chill with my other two roommates who are both cool guys, and like it was just an event. He would come over and we would just act out the dialogue of Chrono Trigger. We had like a 45-hour playthrough, which is still on my PlayStation.
We started the podcast when you were like 25, so it would have been around that time. Yeah.
Oh, I would have been younger in that case, because I was living in a different neighborhood when he and I were doing this. So yeah, I would have been whatever, earlier 20s. But 10 years like
ago, Peter.
Long running playthrough with voices, characters. Some of my favorite ones were like the general in the Flying City. He was a guy who was our character version of him. He was always eating. So when we'd read the dialogue, he's just like, "Oh yeah, okay, so we gotta throw the interlopers into jail here." And we would rename characters, like the princess. I think her name is Marl.
That's right.
Yeah. We renamed her to Gnarl, where it's just like. It's like, well, what's your name? And it's just like, I'm not Marl, I'm Gnarl. Yeah. And
Marl actually is her fake name, though. She has like a real name, like Nina or something like that.
Princess something.
Yeah.
And and of course, Frog, he was a surfer bum. Yeah, because he's just like, "Oh, I bequeath upon thee this gift, princess. I will totally pledge my loyalty to thee." Oh man!
So depending on the
nostalgic,
depending on the version of the game that you get, he either speaks in like old English or he's more relaxed. So you might have had the more relaxed version if you went for the surfer, or maybe you just went for the Clash where he says like more Shakespearean English in
I had the Shakespeare version, and read it as a surfer guy because we were younger than 25 and drunk.
Princess Nadia.
Nadia.
There you go.
That's right. Okay.
Well, and it's funny because like it's Marl to Nadia, but in the Japanese or the Kanto, it would be Maru and then Marudia. So like much more similar.
Yeah. So this game's really good. I've played it fairly recently. Actually, I should check my Steam. I remember it was like around maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago. This is probably when we were talking about it on the bonus about Ethan having issues with the mobile port. So it's been since the bonus. It's in the last year and a half or so. But I've played pretty much right up until the point where the game stops holding your hand and it says, "All right, The timelines are all open. If you want to go kill the final boss, you can at any moment, but I recommend you go and talk to every character and figure out what needs to be done first. So there are multiple endings to the game. Huge thing back in the day for an RPG in 1995. A spoiler, a major character dies and you can finish the game without reviving them if you want.
Really? I didn't know that. I always did. That's crazy. And
most people who didn't have access to the internet or like they might have just not revived him in the first place because it's just like a long series of steps where you have to like get to a doll that looks like them to replace them in an exact moment in time where they were like killed and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to go through the whole game with a major character dead, which is another really brave move.
Especially for 1995. It's like, oh yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog dies in the third region. And then you just finish the game without him. It's like,
Dr. Man put a fucking Glock 9 in between Tails' teeth and pulled the fucking trigger. Go beat the game now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You have to replace the gun with like a fun party, like, thing before Chrono kills himself.
The confetti cannon that fires off the Tails' mouth.
Yeah, replace the Chrono trigger with confetti. Yeah.
But I've never. That's good. I've never finished it. I have gotten to the last boss and I have attempted him in multiple timelines. We just never beat him. And then, whatever, life got. This is way before the conspiracies. Life got in the way, so we never actually finished it as a group.
Something else that they did is really cool. No random encounters. Random encounters.
Oh, it's so blessed to like pick your fights. Oh my fucking god! Yeah,
yeah. That's pretty core to most RPGs up at that point. You're trying to get 10 squares. You might run into one thing. You might run into three, and it's always annoying and interrupting what you're trying to do. Unless you're just trying to grind, and in that case, like, still, it's annoying because you're not getting them fast enough or whatever. But the lack of control of random encounters is just taken out. If you see a guy there that looks like an enemy, you walk towards him. Through programming, you'll go and stand in a place where you're supposed to stand, and it'll stand in a place opposite you, and you just fight it on the terrain that you're at. And it's not like a Final Fantasy VII where it's like if you're fighting in a forest, then there's like a blurry forest in the background. No, it's like an action RPG, and like the way that you're in that zone, like, nothing changes. You just go into that fight and out of that fight seamlessly.
Yeah, you square up, and then the Chrono Trigger combat baseline kicks in, and now you know shit's getting real good.
Very good. It is very good.
Yeah.
What are some other things? New Game Plus. Remember we were joking last week about Starfield having a New Game Plus being, like, a really
revolutionary.
Cool thing? Yeah. Chrono Trigger did it first, I think. Pretty sure.
I mean, Starfield didn't come out 28 years ago, so I'd say so.
Definitely before Starfield, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think Zelda is the first save file,
and
Chrono Trigger is the first New Game Plus.
According to Wikipedia, Chrono Trigger, the term was coined in the 1995 role-playing video game Chrono Trigger, but examples can be found in earlier games, such as Digital Devil Story, Megami Tensei, The Legend of Zelda, Ghosts and Goblins, and Super Mario Bros. Which Super Mario? I think it cut off. I don't think it kept saying which Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I remember on the Game Boy, one of the Super Mario's, like, once you beat Bowser, you just started from level one again if you wanted to. So I guess that could be a New Game Plus. But you don't
like,
have
New Game Plus when you do it in Super Mario. It's
but
just
where's
there's
the
no
plus?
Progress.
Yeah. There's no, I guess you keep your coins. No, because you don't even keep your coins between levels. Keep your score, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
This, you keep all your levels and your gear and all the fun things that, all your items, your potions that you've been hoarding away for when you finally need them.
I don't know about those other games. Like, I know Ghosts and Goblins is a notoriously difficult game, but I don't know if there's like that kind of progression. So I can't say.
And that other one was too Japanese.
They at least point
no
the term.
That is.
Yeah. I'll say this is probably like the best first game to do it first, too. Yeah.
Loreboy's canon.
Yeah. What else did they do? The music is like absolutely phenomenal. They played with time travel, where your decisions actually affect stuff later on. Like, for example, the game opens up in you go to a fair, the Millennium Fair, and a bunch of little things happen. Like, someone loses their cat, Marl drops her pendant and you can decide to point it out to her, to pick it up and give it to her. There's different voice options that you can have with random people. And later in the game, where they think you stole the princess, even though she just got sent back in time, you have a trial. And every one of those minute decisions you made in at the very beginning of the game, not even knowing they were decisions,
determines
whether you're innocent or guilty in this trial that you have a little bit later.
And if you're guilty, Dr. Eggman comes out, puts a Glock 9 between your teeth and pulls the trigger.
I was going to say, as a man who's done jury duty, if that Russian guy was just like, well, no, I didn't try to kill that police officer. I sent him back in time. I would have said guilty. Like, what the fuck? That's terrible.
Yeah. But all to say, like, these are really, like, cool things that hadn't been done up until this point. And not only are they just doing one of these cool things, they're doing fucking all of them. The art's beautiful. Music's beautiful.
Akira Toriyama, incredible. Shout out to your DBZ episode. Same artist.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah. So the game's development team had three, like, key designers that Square dubbed the Dream Team.
How many keys did they have in game? They needed three designers for them.
And the thing, key wasn't even in there. I don't know why I ad-libbed that one. Anyways, but they were like the three designers they're the Dream Team. And Hironobu Sakaguchi is the creator of Final Fantasy series.
I say that name to myself constantly. His name is so good. It just rolls off the tongue. Just Hironobu Sakaguchi. Just constantly.
Yeah, Sakaguchi's fun. A fun one to say. And creator of the Dragon Quest series, Yuji Horii. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. And then Akira Toriyama, like you said, the designer of Dragon Quest and the author and writer of the Dragon Ball manga series. And there are some, like, if you go back to my last episode and you hear the Saiyans episodes, there are, now I'm forgetting the reptiles that they're fighting against, but Ayla is fighting against
Saurians, isn't it?
A Saiyan.
I'll Google it. You keep going.
I'll look it up. Don't worry.
The Saiyans and their, on this main Saiyan planet. But then on this one, you have Ayla and the Reptites. And it really mirrors that a lot because the Reptites are more advanced in technology. And Ayla's like the strong Saiyan where I beat up and burn village or something. But did you end up finding it? I have it in my Saiyan script.
I keep finding characters that apparently they're lizards. And then I go to race and it just says like Zarbon. Zarbon's race is the name of Zarbon's race.
I have it right here. I just pulled up my
Crocodilian.
No, if you just Sans' home planet,
it's the Reptites in Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, that's what Jamie just said.
And it's the Tuffles are the ones in, and they're not actually reptiles. I completely conflated the Namekians and them. The Tuffles are just normal humans, but it's a similar dynamic where they are. The Tuffles have the numbers and the technology advance, and the cavemen or the Saiyans are just strong.
Right. Okay.
So, but it's the same writer. So it's like a similar, starting to the story, because that's also the first group of people that we meet in the Chrono Trigger timeline. And it's the first group of people we meet in the Dragon Ball timeline.
Okay. So the first group of people are the tough ones or the smart ones?
The Reptites and then people, which is Ayla, which eventually become modern day humans that Chrono is descended from.
Okay. Because we're starting, I don't know if you said it at the top of this episode or just at the end of the last episode, but we're starting at the beginning of time, not at the beginning of the games, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was still in the fairground.
We'll start there after the break. I'm just kind of going through what's good about the game. Then we're going to do all the characters that are playable and relevant with the exception of one. By the way, I won't tell you which one, but there's an option to get one of the bad guys in the game on your team, which was pretty revolutionary for that time. So like someone who's like a big, bad, really scary, really good with like shadow magic and stuff, you can have him on your side, and he can't do these things called duo or trio techs, which is another big thing in RPG land, is that the more you play with your characters together, they have like a shared moveset that they can get.
Yeah.
So like Ayla and Chrono can like, I don't know, like throw Chrono in the air, Ayla smashes him, and Chrono comes down and smashes him or something.
Yeah.
I didn't look
I remember the X move with Frog and Chrono. Is
X Strike.
Yeah, that's it.
And X Strike is also Trio Tech in Sea of Stars, between Sarai, Moon, and Sun Guy.
Valer and Zale.
Yes. Yeah. Big reason why I'm researching this one now is because I'm in the middle of a Sea of Stars playthrough, which is, like we were saying before this, kind of like a love letter to Chrono Trigger. And it made me think, Chrono Trigger, I'm super into it. So let's just, this is how we got here. Cool.
Yeah. Sea of Stars is very good still.
Yep. It's awesome. If you've already played Chrono Trigger and you want a similar experience in 2023, that's probably the way to go.
Sea of Stars is it, man. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, you have those three guys who are just amazing all in their own respects, and then they come together to make a game that has lasted through time.
Yeah.
Yasunori Mitsuda wrote most of the soundtrack, but has such a hard work ethic, they fell ill, and they deferred the remaining tracks to the Final Fantasy series composer Nobu Uematsu, I think. Uematsu?
Oh, you matter. You matter, dude.
Yeah. And that's that. Basically those four people or five people really made the game what it is today. So starting off with our images, we are going through our characters. Chrono is our main character. He's a silent protagonist. Red
Trigger
Spike
fame.
Eater. Yep. Mm-hmm. He is never shown speaking, but he just uses facial expressions to communicate.
He's got a katana, red spiky hair. Looks like a Dragon Ball character.
Yep.
Yeah, he looks exactly like Goku, right?
Yeah,
different colored hair.
On the speedrun that I was watching, they named the main character Goku. So yeah, he uses katana as a weapon. He learns light magic, or directly translated as heaven magic, from the Japanese version.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's our main character. That's the guy you start off the game as, pretty brave dude. Next off is Marl, who we brought up. She's actually the princess, Nadia, I think we said. And she's the princess of Gardia. And Gardia is a kingdom that's going to start on 1 AD. So whoever Fantasy Jesus is dies and becomes...
Yeah, remind me, is that what the celebration is? They're celebrating like a new age at the beginning of the game?
They're celebrating just let me see at the timeline actually, just to double check. Cause
it would have been so much better during Y2K if the orb came down and Jesus hatched out of it, like if that was our millennium party.
Would have been pretty cool.
It would have been great.
I was still young enough to be innocent, so I would have got to heaven in the rapture for sure. You know what I mean? I was still a good boy at, 8 years old?
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani wasn't a pervert yet, so he's just the mayor of New York. You're like, assassin New York City!
It is the year 1000, but they're just like celebrating 1000 years of the kingdom. Like, year one is the kingdom of Gardia is founded.
Okay.
There's no actual
death sorry. Yeah. So this is 1000 years before that, 999 years before that.
That's when it would start,
a thousand
years since the kingdom
the calendar existed. Is built around this that's what we're saying.
Gotcha. Oh, but the game starts at 1000. We don't start at 0.
I am confusing the hell out of myself, and I know it's already going to be a complicated episode with like different timelines and time travel and all that stuff, and I am really just like putting like my own foot behind my other foot as I walk.
I'm gonna go through like in real time from distant past to future, every step of the way. We don't have to get too caught up in it yet. Just know that these people exist so far. The next one up is Luca. Her last name is Ashtar, which I like as a name. It sounds like butt rip.
It sounds like Ashtar. It sounds like her head is somewhere where someone would put out cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just ashed hair.
It's
Yeah. Ash tier. Ash tear. Ash there. Ash where? Ash Luca. Ash tier.
Anywhere but the floor.
Yeah. Ash is everywhere, but Nana dropped it.
She's Chrono's childhood friend. And for Chrono's strong, she is the smart. Puts together many devices. The actual device that causes all the time travel is a mix of her short range teleporter mixed with Marl's necklace, which has a stone from like 65,000 BC that has magic in it. And when the magic hit the teleporter, time travel happened. About as much as you can explain why time travel in that instance. There's a few different ways that time travel pops up.
Should we put dinosaur fossils in the Hadron Collider in Switzerland, though? Can we?
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally couldn't.
Yeah, this timeline that we're going through, actually, though, the dinosaurs get wiped out. And it's a good thing,
too. In this one, too, I thought this was a fantasy universe that I could be happy in, finally.
No, but if the dinosaurs didn't get wiped out, then humans wouldn't have existed in the original war back in 65,000 BC. So Ayla's tribe wouldn't have survived, which means we never would have got our current-day princes and princesses. Okay. It would just be the Reptite timeline. And that, I think, happens in Chrono Cross. You get to go to Dino City in Chrono Cross.
Nice.
If the dinosaurs, if
nobody's played this game, well, that's
exactly. I was just like, damn. I mean, my neighbor Adrian, Karen, and Eric managed to hook him up with a PlayStation, and that shit was on there. Why the fuck didn't Adrian have fucking Chrono Cross, Karen? I know you're listening.
Yep. Yeah, Chrono Cross. I'm interested in maybe playing. I haven't played it. I haven't looked much up about it, except like where some of the timelines kind of branched off to Chrono Cross. I just know it goes towards Chrono Cross, and I don't really know what happens in Chrono Cross. Okay, cool. Crunch at us if that's a game worth playing, because if it is actually good and fun, I'll add it onto the list.
Cool.
So she makes like a battle training robot named Gato. Or Gonzalez in the Japanese. He's either a Spanish cat in the English version or Gonzalez in the Japanese version.
Just a Spanish
person. He's like a singing giant karaoke robot, right? He's got like the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can fight him at the fair for like tokens, and you can spend tokens on different things for different outcomes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Luca, super important for the story. She also is directly responsible for the playability of another character in the game named Robo, who looks... Yes. Yeah, next up picture. For every character, there's a picture. But we're going to talk about Frog before we come back to Robo.
Okay.
But Frog, he's an anthropomorphic frog knight from the Middle Ages era. In terms of like the time chunks, we have prehistory, which are like 65 million BC, antiquity, which is 12,000 BC, Middle Ages, which is 680, present, 1080, apocalypse, 1999. I wonder what's gonna happen then.
Oh no.
Rudy Giuliani's gonna hatch from an egg or whatever I said.
Y2K, to end the earth. Did people even talk about Y2K in 1994 when this game was being made?
Yeah, I don't know. And then there's the future, which is the 2300 AD, which
that's it.
Thankfully we're still closer to the apocalypse than the future.
First recorded mention of Y2K was 1985.
Wow.
Was talked about for a long time.
They didn't even have any fucking computers.
Yeah, but that could have been just the one guy. That could have been the one guy who made the system. He's like, oh yeah, this is going to go bad in 1999 because it won't roll over. But then nobody talked about it again. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
interest. Good wiki page.
The frog, he's awesome. He speaks in Shakespearean English with the surfer accent.
Frog rolls. I think Frog is Frog has got to be most people's favorite character, right? Like,
yeah. He's got the best plot line because Chrono, sadly, as like the player surrogate, doesn't have a personality.
No, he's
Frog
the,
is tragic, right?
He's the, like, if you play, if you play Divinity Original Sin 2 and make a custom character, it's you don't get any plot lines. You just fulfill your your party members' plot lines throughout the game.
Yeah. That's a criticism for Chrono Trigger as well, is that where's Chrono's backstory, like, dive in? Because every game, so every character, basically at the end of the game, you get to kind of just jump through time and take your time or whatever, because you have a time machine, basically, before you fight the big bad. And you get to talk to every, in your hub world, which I'll talk a little bit more about later, you have all of your characters, and that's where you choose your party. And if you talk to any given character, they'll give you a hint on how to continue their side quests to find out more about them.
Oh, cool. I never figured that out.
But you can't talk to Chrono because you're Chrono.
But you're Chrono. Chrono has his own, like, oh shit moment. But all the characters, Frog especially, he's just an honorable guy. And all he wants to do is help his friend and help the princess.
Yeah, and like avenge his friend or something. Get the Masamune.
The Masamune.
Like Masamune is a legendary Japanese sword. This is like, damn, cover your ears, gamers. This is like extremely feminist, where like Chrono is the princess who doesn't have a backstory. Who's the actual princess is like this very well fleshed out.
Yeah. If you could resurrect a character or just change its light bulb and the story doesn't change, then. But anyways, Frog's awesome. He's literally called Frog in Japanese, Keiru. He's born by the name Glenn. And he has an older.
He's born by the name Glenn. He's born. His parents are like, "We want to name our son Glenn." The doctor's like, "That's a beautiful name. Would you like to see your baby?" And he holds up a frog. They go, "We're going to change his name to Frog." A tadpole. Yeah.
He doesn't actually come out as a frog. It is fights with his older brother, Brave Knight Cyrus. Not actually older brother, but kind of like older brother figure.
Mentor, sure.
Yeah, mentor.
He was part of the Big Brothers and Sisters Association of America.
Yeah, the charity.
Yeah. Yeah, the Little Tadpoles Foundation.
just like a guy on a motorcycle with like a tiny little tadpole in the back seat, just like driving around. You want to go for a ride, Jimmy? I'll pick you up from school.
A sidecar.
You
want to
go see a matinee?
After witnessing, like, Cyrus ends up dying. Spoilers. But that's Frog's whole motivation, is to avenge Cyrus by killing someone named Magus. He ends
Magus
up
or Magus.
Magus, I think that Magus is.
I said Magus as well, but I may have been wrong.
It's Magus.
It's a sexy vampire with a scythe.
Yes,
I think Magus is how you spell the word Magus, but I don't know how it's pronounced.
I've listened. Everybody else says Magus because I've listened to a bunch of different.
You know more than me.
Content creators. My research process is put on YouTube documentary about Chrono Trigger and play
and
classic
die in hardcore WoW.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then anyway, so Magus.
Oh, no. Magus, his name in Japanese is Mao. Uh-oh.
His original name is Janus, actually. A little,
that's true. Janus. Yeah, Janus.
It's kind of a spoiler, but he's from
I think it's
antiquity.
I think it's pronounced Janus.
Janus. I know, that's it. That's I was gonna say that to Janus and Magus.
Yeah.
So it's Magus and Janus, right?
Yeah.
So
not to spoil it, but we also called him Janus in our playthrough where we were doing voices.
Absolutely. And he's like a shithead little kid you meet in the antiquity era. Yeah. And
Janus and Tips Fedora, my anus.
Yeah. My agus, yeah. Yeah. His mom, the Queen of Zeal, is she has high hopes for some things, and it ends up.
It sounds like she'd put a lot of pressure on a kid. The Queen of Zeal,
yeah,
yeah.
It sounds like a helicopter parent, right?
But also,
it's like, don't turn into a genocidal vampire. He's like, okay.
We also meet him in 1000 AD present, but he's from 1600 AD or BC rather. Right. So he's from thousands and thousands of years ago. How did that happen? We'll find out.
He's older than the Empire.
Yep. So Frog, he uses water moves and also has some healing magic as well.
Sometimes he can summon just a big frog to step on things. That's also cool.
Yep.
That's someone's fetish.
Yep.
Get these upskirts of the cave lady out of the way. I wanted to see the frog fan arc.
I want to see that. What do you call it? What is it? Giantess frog? That's,
so next up is Robo. He's a futuristic robot with the serial number R66Y. His theme song, I haven't seen anyone else say this on the internet, but it reminds me of getting Rickrolled. It goes da da da.
Yes,
da,
it's true.
Da,
yeah.
Da, 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 da. It's like basically if you just put a different melody on the chords, it would be Rickroll.
Yeah.
And that's, you guys can listen to that for yourself. I was thinking of somehow playing it through here, but as we've heard with the soundboards,
it doesn't throw the recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Craig doesn't pick it up.
Yeah. I will not acknowledge that.
I like to think that they added just the never gonna give you up like music when that guy worked so hard he got sick and the new guy was just like, okay. Yeah, that's just like the one thing he hadn't composed.
Just like switch two bars here and perfect. Just Rickroll, Robo roll the whole audience, man. So Robo, he is found and repaired by Luca in the year 2300. This is pretty much the far future.
Yeah.
Whenever he's reactivated, he has no memory of his prior mission. We find out in game, like his side quest is that he tried to help the humans, and Mother Brain is in this game as well, which is the big scary future AI. Deactivated him for being a human sympathizer.
Mother Brain is also the villain in Metroid, right?
That's right. Mother Brain. That's like episode 2 or 3, and I was very drunk on Four Loko, and I couldn't say Mother Brain. It kept coming out Mother Brain.
Really?
Yes. Random memory from, because I still say Mother Brain when I see it now. That's from old show. Yeah, so he doesn't actually have a type of magic since he's not a human. We'll get into where magic kind of comes from, but it seems to be tied to actual life.
Being real and having a soul. Robo, you can be replaced.
Yeah, he has some eye lasers. But.
Plays sad, never going to give you up. Like, you tell him he's not actually alive.
And on to one of our favorite girls. She could shot put me over a fence. We got Ayla.
Oh, yeah.
And she is the chief of a prehistoric tribe. She's engaged in a conflict with Azala, which is one of the lizard reptites you actually get to fight in game. Azala is trying to destroy the human race until Lavos, like an alien threat, lands plumb in the middle of Dino City and just destroys their whole everything.
Oh, that's what happens to the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Alien race asteroid?
Yeah.
It's a sucks to suck, guys. Whatever, man.
Yeah. But bro,
you got a little bit of alien race on your face there from the cataclysmic collision with Earth?
Yeah. So she's from prehistoric times, so she speaks like a caveman using broken English. I say he speaks like a caveman because a cavewoman would speak better. She speaks bad.
Oh, true.
Oh, yep. Oh yeah.
Cover your ears, gamers.
Oh, no.
So that kind of is all of our characters. I put a picture of all of them. You can get access to those pictures on Google if you just search them. Or if you are a patron, then in Discord, you'll be able to see the exact pictures that I posted.
Don't fucking narc and tell people that Google's cutting in on our profits, dude. What the fuck?
That said, here I'll give you guys the time kind of like overset, like just set the tone, and then we'll take a quick break and then come back with the Lavos timeline.
Cool.
Okay. But so where you end up as a character,
where
really leaned into that one.
Okay. Where you
wait, hold on. There we go.
So where you end up in time, if you spend too much time going into time portals and you don't know where they spit out, is you end up at the end of time.
Yes.
And okay. The end of time doesn't have a date. but it is a place, and it is the functional hub for your party and your characters. And you meet a single guy there. I think it's Malthazar. There's three. Anyways, we'll get to this in the antiquity time. But from I shouldn't have said it because now Pete's looking. Goddamn! I just like, gotta keep all these cats in a row. where you will find these people is in prehistory, antiquity, the Middle Ages, the present, apocalypse, or the future. So those are the six zones. And as you progress in the game, you gain access to all six of those zones, depending on how you have access to time travel, because there's time keys at first. So you can only go where there's an open portal, use the time key, and it'll bring you to somewhere. Eventually, you get like a flying ship that does time travel. You get another necklace.
Yeah.
So as you unlock the ability to actually go back and forth in time, you can only have access to like X out of six of these zones, depending on what technology you have and what how you ended up there, blah, blah, blah. But by the end of the game, you can freely go through all six of these times. And this is canonically why you can only have three people in your party. Is they say that when you brush up the end of time, only three of you are allowed to leave at a time.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's just
rules
just
is rules, man.
Time yeah. rules. Yeah.
We got time rules.
Yep. But they explained it. That's the only reason why you can only take three in your big time travels. So,
hey, you ask me, time rules were made to be time broken.
He's a renegade time cop.
And with this, I think it would be a good time to take a little break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Chrono Trigger episode. So we've kind of done some intros on who made the game, why the game's so great, a few of the characters that we're going to meet along the way. So whenever I go through the timeline, it's not just like, then we meet this guy. You don't know who they are. You should know the important folk, at least. And now we're going to jump into what is known as the Lavos timeline. There's three main timelines that you could argue there's way more, because you kind of jump back and forth in time all the time in the game. But basically, you could say the Lavos timeline, where Big Bad comes to Earth, Chrono doesn't intervene. There's the Reptite timeline, which leads into Chrono Cross, where somehow we dodged the whole Lavos problem in the first place. Reptites
Chronos killed. Chronos went back in time and built a spaceship to go to space and intercept the the alien culture.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the movie Armageddon, which we have talked about twice recently. Where Chrono and the gang just go and drill a nuke into the Lavos.
They train some miners to be astronauts, because as we've discussed, that's easier than training astronauts to be miners.
Yeah.
And then blow up an alien civilization in space.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck was just like,
but Mr. Bay, wouldn't it be easier to teach astronauts to drill rather than teach a boy, two girls, and a frog to do it? And he just shut the fuck up, Ben.
Yeah, so that's a timeline we don't even really care about, because that'll be Chrono Cross. So if we ever do a Chrono Cross episode, that'll come up and be more important. But that timeline basically just says humans get killed off, nothing for a long, long time. Then Dino City gets sent forward in time to whatever Chrono's I don't know what happens that game.
That Nobody on crazy. Earth has ever played Chrono Cross. So, okay.
No. And then we have the Chrono timeline, which is how you experience the game, which is okay. Like you go into, you start at 1000 AD, you get knocked back to the Middle Ages, 600 AD, you go back to present time, you go to like way distant past, way distant future, but you're kind of bouncing around and coming back to these timelines. Like, go back, oh, a bridge is broken in this year. We go back and fix the bridge or prevent it from being broken.
No, you kill the skeleton monster and it doesn't destroy it, right? Like in the Middle Ages.
And then you come back to our time, and there's a bridge that is working now.
And it's been 400 years, and it's just like, well, I don't know, this skeleton monster broke it. We just never fixed it.
Pretty much. And the only way... It's literally easier to time travel than to convince the government to fix things that we need. Okay.
Who do you want to pay for it? The billionaires building their own time travel machines? They can't afford it. Come on. They got to pay us entry-level workers. Right?
So Lavos is the name of the timeline. I'll talk more about Lavos once we get to the... caveman time.
Lavos, I think, just if we're going with the Spanish naming, means cleansing too, right? Or clean.
Lavos. Oh yeah, the cleansing. Yeah.
Oh, cleansing. Well, through timeline. Destruction, there was also change and creation.
Right? Hey, he cleansed the reptilians off the face of the earth, right?
Yeah. It's true.
Politically.
it kind of goes against what Lavos is all about. Or maybe, I don't know. We'll talk a bit more about it at the end. We can decide if Lavos is a good name when we get to the end.
Okay.
But we're starting pre 600 and what is this fucking number? This is a big one. 6 million BC? I think I had
it. 7 digits.
This is a big one. 6 million? 65 million.
65 BC. Million.
All right. 65 million. And
I was expecting like a quintillion or something at least. But,
6 zeros.
Too much for me. All right, so we go,
dinosaurs died, dude. It's like the most famous number.
Okay. So that's it's probably mirroring like real time, because this is when we meet the reptites. This is in 65 million BC, but is pre 65 million BC. This is setting up the world before we actually encounter the world in 65 million BC.
Okay. I feel like one is the most popular number, right?
It's the loneliest one.
Yeah,
it's got to be used more than any other number.
Well, unless you're in the expanse of space, it might be zero.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe zero.
You're saying aliens use zero more than one?
I'm saying there's a lot more zero than there is one out there, brother.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Game said match.
All right. But anyways, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Lavos timeline, the very beginning, before pre-recorded history, before you see anything in the game. The new mysteriously exist, which I put a picture of there. They're the kind of, I don't even know how to explain. They're like a blob, a blue blob with arms and legs.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it is just like it looks like a blueberry, but like with a blueberry face on it.
That's it. Yeah.
And they're called the new NU. They are not important in this timeline. They come back in Chrono Cross, but for this, they're basically the low level monsters you kill.
They come back after creating Disturbed and New Metal, whatever.
Yeah. they're big dumb, and you'll fight the same like two or three news a lot of times, because every time you use the gate to go back to 65 million.
No. 65 million.
Yeah, got it.
The long pass.
In the hunting grounds, you'll run into them over and over again. So now the two sentient races evolve. We have the reptites and the early humans. There's two places that are established, Ioka and La Ruba. And these are cave people cities.
La Ruba, Jamaica, come on, pretty
ma. Yep. And then the reptites begin to wage war on the humans for the control of the planet. So back before Chrono could even time travel.
Oh, so they deserve to have their bones turned into fucking fossil fuels.
Yes.
Yeah. They were like
they were war criminals.
In this revisionist history, the dinos actually had the muskets and the people. Yeah. It's they're the colonizers for sure. They have the dinosaurs. Technology.
Tiny arms handing over filthy blankets.
When you really think about it, dinosaurs cause climate change.
Yep. A little, pterodactyl on a like on a plate, like all like a Thanksgiving dinner. That would be so
human
cute.
Activity absolved again, Ethan. That's two episodes in a row. Thank you.
Yep. If they didn't leave their juices in the ground, we wouldn't have burnt them.
Nope.
Yeah.
We would have just burned wood. It doesn't do anything bad.
Would have burned coal.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we got coal engines before all this.
So now we're into the beautiful age of 65 million BC.
The hey, got it. First try.
The new Earth, the hunting grounds. Chrono comes out with Marl up north. The Iokra clan is like fighting the Reptites. The Laruba clan is hiding. The Laruba village may or may not have been burned to the ground by the Reptites. We see it later as ruins, but unclear because it doesn't happen on screen.
Okay.
But Laruba hides. The ones who fought are the ones who get to tell the stories, and the ones who hid and had their place burned to the ground are forgotten forever.
Yeah, I should have invented writing, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know what you want.
Yeah. So here is the biggest thing that happens in the game. It is the whole reason for all this time travel, pretty much. Lavos is beginning to land on the planet. I put two pictures, one of him in all his glory, and then another of what
big.
Yeah. And then another of what he looks like while he's on the way to Earth.
Oh, holy shit. Okay.
So in the second picture, he's in space. Guys, he looks just like a Zero.
That's true. Very circular. Yep. Most stars are looking like Zeros too, now that you mention it.
Not to bring it back to Sonic, but like the first picture where he's big, he does kind of look like a hedgehog, I guess. Right?
Sort
he's got like a spiny back.
Like a beetle, yeah. Like a pointy beetle, maybe.
Think of how Sonic's spine, right? Like they're just like anime DBZ hair. Really?
Yeah, I mean, like,
and
but
that's
also,
what
like,
this guy's spines are like.
I was thinking also, just like I used hedgehog as an example, and I was thinking of the real animal. I was like, it really just is like a beetle with a rat face.
Yeah,
right.
And I think what he's meant to be is like a big old insect that's armored. He's got like the mandibles in the front. He's got a little mouth that he uses to suckle on things. A little spoiler, if you get to the end of the game and you beat Lavos, you actually break his mouth and you go into his shell and you fight a humanoid inside of him.
I never beat that thing. That's where I stopped. I never beat it.
You end up going to the end of the game, the end of Lies of P. Because in Lies of P, instead of getting swallowed by a whale, Pinocchio actually gets swallowed by Lavos.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Okay, there we go. Lavos is like as big as a meteor coming on in to the planet, and there's a scene that you get with Ayla where she's up on a cliff and you can see that pulsing star in the sky, and La means fire and Vos means big, I don't know if the gum big red has any problem with this, but it's pretty close. I'm gonna say
what?
Yeah.
I think you mean La Red.
Yeah, La Red. La Red. Or Vos means big. Red Vos?
Vos.
Yeah.
Vos means red. Red Vos? No, it'd be Vos hot.
Vos means big, I said.
It's big. It's big. Big. Red is the gum.
La means... Yeah. And if the new... They put in ghost peppers, and now they call it big fire, Lavos.
Okay.
Yeah. Or fire big. But anyways, this is coming down. They just see it as like a big star. They don't know why it's happening. Then it crashes right on down into Dino City and wins the war for the humans. But
how did they not already call the sun Lavos then? You know what I mean? She looks up in the sky, sees a big, big fire thing. She's like,
you
can
only
that's
see it at night,
the big,
really.
That's the big fire. And then like during the day, she's like, I don't know.
It's true.
Scientist, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
It would be a really cool thing to see such a large object hurling towards you at night, though. Imagine that.
Maybe hurtling near you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Maybe not
consequence free. Consequence free. I would love to go to Mexico to watch the meteor touchdown. Yes. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah,
Right. Lavos
touchdown.
Yeah.
I didn't really write it in, but I guess I can talk about it now just so we have context around Lavos. Lavos is a distant alien. We don't know where it comes from, but presumably there's more of them because Lavos definitely breeds in game. You fight the spawn of Lavos when you're climbing this big mountain. And
you tell me this big boy's fucking?
Yeah,
Or ooh, had eggs when it rocked up. It could be...
you tell me this big lady's fucking?
Yeah.
It's implied that it gains energy from other living beings and the planet.
Yeah, it's called fucking, dude.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll give you that one.
What is, like, what is Ethan's daughter if not energy given to him by the planet that he gives a little bit
from,
to somebody
from
else?
From others and the planet? Yeah.
They call me Shagvos, big fucking.
Yeah. Take notes, big red.
So during the crash or later, it's unclear because we don't find this until the Antiquity Age. But something called the Frozen Flame separates from Lavos, which actually
Now we got Five Gum in the mix, huh?
Yeah. And this is how Five Gum makes you feel. It gives you the ability to do magic. And the whole reason present day humans can do magic is because Lavos crashed. So the magic that's used to defeat Lavos came from Lavos in one way or another, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
The real meteor didn't do shit. It just made a big old crater in Mexico, and that's didn't need any fucking magical powers. I can't even drink well water, dude.
Lavos is like kind of like a spiky bot fly. Like, he just has a mouth for consuming, and what he does is immediately when he crashes, he burrows down into the ground, and it starts absorbing the planet's energy. And he stays there a long fucking time. A long time.
How long, Jamie? Say the number. Quickly.
At least, undisturbed, he'd stay there until 1999, so 2,000 plus... 65 million 2,000.
Thank you.
He doesn't stay undisturbed because Queen Zeal gets a little bit too big for her britches, but we'll get to that. Okay. Yeah.
She gets a little overzealous.
Yeah, exactly. It's right there. Queen of Zeal. So now from 65 million BC to...
He's squinting.
It's a smaller number. Don't adjust your bifocals.
to 3 million BC.
Okay.
So 62 million BC, if my math is correct, of difference.
Sure. Yeah, you don't have to throw the BC in there for that, but sure.
Yeah, you got to keep the units the same.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah. BC's metric.
So an ice age sets in due to the impact of Lavos. Lavos crashes, actually causes a time rift as well. And...
But like blocks out the sun when he like atomizes the earth that he's struck.
The hole that he hits, like the crater that is Dino City, there's a time rift at the bottom of it. But then he continues digging deep into the earth, down into the nice gooey bits in the middle.
So he like dug down and pooped out of time.
More or less, yeah. Could have happened. And this scanning. For all of the reptites that survived, they don't do so great in an ice age. So a lot of the other reptites just slowly came to a stop while the humans had fire and technology to stay warm. I don't know why the higher tech reptites couldn't cut it, but I guess their main city being wiped out and probably a lot of their tech and stuff.
What the fuck were they powering the city for, if not heat? Like,
well, the city's wiped out.
No, I know, but it's just like, oh no, this meteor, it's like it took all our fire with it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they don't have opposable thumbs, so their lighters are really specifically designed. All the lighters were in the city,
Right.
So they couldn't. And then all they've got left is this frozen flame, and the humans have it. And
it's too cold. They're cold-blooded. They can't handle
reptiles
frozen
hate
flame.
It. Yeah.
Yep. So now 3 million BC. Still off screen. We only see the 65 mil BC. 3 mil BC, early humans come into contact with the frozen flame. Ooga booga. They spark evolution and the power of magic. So some humans can use magic unaided by external power sources, and some can only, like, if they're touching something magical, can use magic. And this creates a class divide later.
Magic.
Okay. Yeah. Now, from between 3 million BC to 12,000 BC, 12,000 BC being antiquity, the next time that you're able to travel to after 65 mil. Okay. So we're leading up to antiquity right now.
Okay. This is really cool. Having listened to a couple of, in my opinion, quacks on Rogan, there is, and I think I brought this up in another episode, there is a 12,000 BC theory. Like, that, on real Earth,
yeah,
that, like, more advanced people were wiped out in, like, the Noah's Flood and all the floods throughout, like, all the religious texts and all that
Graham,
shit.
Graham Hancock.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. Quack.
Yeah.
But interesting. But 12,000 is a really... It's neat to have heard about this as an adult and this game that I played when I was younger and make that link. It's like 12,000 BC, like, is...
Yeah.
Like, is, like, a high civilization date in the past. That's quite cool.
This is going to be our super advanced civilization that gets wiped out, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, the Graham...
It didn't really exist. We're not saying that, right?
No,
we're not, but Graham... There was ancient aliens.
No, but Graham Hancock stuff is, like...
Neither does he, for that matter.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's, like, showing, like, different ways, like, where... There's obviously large masses of water before, and like clues of how rocks were cut. That say we don't have the pottery, we don't have the metal, we don't have all the proof, but there's like supporting. There are alternate history theories that 12,000 BC had more advanced folks than we did until much later. But anyways,
we don't have to get down the weeds. But when I say ancient, like, we're not talking like. We think that there were people who had laser beams and things.
No.
Graham Hancock is very much just like, he's
slightly
better
tools or whatever.
Yeah, like, he gives credit to the people where he found artifacts. They're just like old buried sites that are like 12, 13, 14,000 years old. And he's just like, fucking crazy how they built this before like agriculture. And it's like, that is crazy, dude. Actually,
he's saying someone knocked us down a peg in technology around 12,000 BC. And could have and burned one of our big libraries or something. Humans love to do that kind of shit. And or like when you take over a place, you just like destroy all culture of that was behind.
It could have been a famine, right? Could have been a crop disease, could have been whatever. I guess before agriculture, not necessarily, but
could have been Lavos.
Could have been Lavos, dude. Yeah, so now in between 3 million BC and 12,000 BC, so this is a lot of ground recovering, but it's slowly happening. Humans discover the Sunstone, which is another magic rock that allows magic to use it by touching it.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. There's been a few of them. Dreamstone we're coming up on.
Yum, 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 tasty.
Yeah. Zeal is created, and islands are raised to the sky as dwellings for the magic, magic-using enlightened ones. So the magic users live in a sky palace, and the people who don't live on the ground, but they're happy because they have access to things that they wouldn't normally have access to without their magic big brothers.
And talking about class divide and talking about, you know, the dinosaur bones powering technology in our real life world and powering energy in our real life world, like there definitely is something to say about like easy access to magic rocks versus people who have to rely on others to provide them with magic rocks. Right?
Also, Armageddon lives like under the crust of the earth, and they try to unearth it sooner for the sake of progress, which ends up wiping us out, which is really close to just oil, like oil,
or like the atomic bomb, basically. Progress at any cost.
I mean, we don't know for sure that there's not a giant bug monster in the middle of the earth. We have no way of seeing the middle of the earth, and we never have, right?
Yep. Fair enough.
We've done some tests that say it's mostly iron, but mostly is not all iron. If there's a big bug in there, right? We know it rotates, but what's inside that rotate?
I don't think bugs get dizzy.
Big open. Hey Google, do bug get dizzy?
I don't think so. They don't have ears.
Now leaning much closer to the 12,000 and less close to the 3 million BC, where we're like coming up to right before Kronos kind of arrives. Shala is born. Janus is born. Okay. So Shala is the sister of Janus, who has an amulet that gets passed down through generations that ends up on Marl's neck. That's why Shala is important.
Okay. Is it explained where she got said amulet that allows for time travel?
Made out of Dreamstone, which comes from 65 million BC. It's the same stuff that was used to make the Masamune.
Right. You have to get Dreamstone to reforge it, don't you?
Yes, and Melchior's like, how the fuck did you get this? Because like, oh yeah, I just jumped in a time machine to 65 million BC to get these rocks to bring them back to present time. But anyways, that's the magic rocks of the ancient past. Why it causes time travel when introduced to a short distance teleporter.
Magic rock.
But yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Whatever.
Yeah. So sometime before 12,000 BC, antiquity still, King Zeal dies, Queen Zeal succeeds the throne. And she starts some questionable shit. She starts to build the Mammon Machine, which is built out of Dreamstone by the gurus. The guru is Balthazar, Melchior, and one more. But basically, one makes the evil monster machine, one makes the Masamune, and one ends up the end of time. But they all come from antiquity.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So the Mammon Machine is... What is the Mammon Machine? It is a machine...
Gaspar is the third.
Gaspar, thank you.
He's the one at the end of time.
Yeah. And the Mammon Machine... is built basically to extract energy out of Lavos. So it uses the frozen flame as some type of flux capacitor, and it pulls all the energy out of the Big Bad, who is sucking all the energy out of the Earth.
I love how in the 90s, even then, it's just like, the bad guy was still just like an energy baron.
Yeah. Right.
We've known about climate change for a long time. Guess what? Because their points haven't really changed.
Yeah.
What if we tapped it? I think we could probably tap it.
Yeah.
You've got like evil bugs coming out of your tap water and everyone's just like, no, it's fine, just drink it.
Janus hides his magic power to avoid having to work on the new machine, so he just pretends to be as
hippie.
Yeah. As powerless as the Earthbound, which are the people on the ground, and Earthbound right. also
that's,
being
that's
a very
Ness
big...
and Lucas and
It's a reference, yeah.
Mr. Saturn.
Yeah.
Something.
Is there magic in Earthbound? Maybe this is like... Okay. I was wondering if it's like, Earthbound has no magic. They're the floored people.
I'm pretty sure there is. It's been a while since I played it.
Ness definitely has PK Fire.
I think
fire.
So, yeah.
PK Fire!
That could be like a little firework sparkler or something. Fun fact, Balthazar is one of the three magi, also known as Imagus.
He's one of the guys who goes to see Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, BCAD in canon. We were joking about it. Jesus is Chronicle.
Yeah. And Melchior sounds a lot like the Lord of the Rings bad guy.
Melkor, yeah.
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 And he's a swordsmith. He's a legendary swordsmith, Melchior.
Okay.
And then Balthazar, he is like, he makes the Blackbird, he makes the Epoch, he makes a lot of the time travel planes and like the machine to suck alien energy out and try and make Queen Zeal immortal through alien energy.
Mm.
Around this time, Queen Zeal becomes cold and aloof. The Sunstone is discontinued as Zeal's primary power source as they find, you know what, the Lavo stuff just burns that much better.
Can't get that good smoky smell in here.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Magic tabs are invented by a resident of Zeal living in Qajar. What are
those? Are like tabs? Incognito tabs, I guess.
Yeah, I have this in my notes.
Yeah, it's so you can get your Ayla porn.
that's the tabs to increase stats. like Power X or Magic X or Speed X or whatever, get throughout the game. Usually, like speed is, especially in speed runs, are very important because the way that this battle
stay awake and play the game 100 times, right?
Of course. And it determines who attacks first. And with an active slash wait battle type where it's like your bar fills up, and the faster your bar fills up, that's when you get to attack. You can set it to active, so you're, while you're picking your moves, your boss can continue attacking, or you can set it to wait, that anytime someone's bar fills, then the game time pauses, and you can get optimal, timing for all your fights. But
yeah,
depending on how you want to play it. But speed is very, very important because you have to attack first. And in speed runs, none of the encounters are random, you skip as many as possible. So you're severely underleveled for every boss fight. So you want to go first. You want to hit.
But if you jack up your speed, you can get multiple turns, right?
And yeah, exactly. You get to hit more often. And Dalton is placed in charge of the completion of the Ocean Palace. And they start to use the Earthbound on the ground as slave labor for the Ocean Palace.
Dang.
So, slave's no good.
I can't believe our magical overlords on their flying island have taken advantage of us.
Yep.
We keep electing them. How could we have seen this coming?
Yep. So, on to in-game antiquity. 12,000 BC, Melchior forges the Masamune from Dreamstone and his dreams. The gurus learn of the Mammon's machine's possibility for evil. Shala presumably gives Janus her amulet because he ends up having one later on. Janus being Magus, who's the shadow guy that you end up having to fight.
And his sister gives him an amulet, even though she has another amulet, which she passes down to generations. You're saying probably gives to Janus Magus? Loreboy's canon gives to Janus Magus? Magus?
Time, just weird stuff with time, like this timeline. Janus is gonna have one.
The same amulet, just through time.
It could be a different amulet too, because I think they have different powers. Like, there's doors that are locked in the game that you can't open with Marl's amulet, but you can open with Shala's amulet. So maybe they're different.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was like Shala gave hers to Janus, and the one that Zeal had got passed down to Marl or something. There's two amulets, I think. Now, the more I think about it.
It was the 70s. Everyone was doing magic amulets.
Yeah, exactly. Dreamstone, Dreamstone was aplenty, and no one saw the end of it. It wasn't coming soon. So
1979, disco's never going to die.
Yep. And the Quaaludes are great.
But everybody in a disco gets hit by Lavos and just evaporates.
The Mammon machine has moved to the Ocean Palace. And Queen Zeal activates the Mammon Machine at the Ocean Palace, which awakens Lavos. Lavos then, or more likely the entity that's inside of him in this fight, could have killed everyone. Like, when she was just trying to get more power to make herself immortal, then she woke up this thing that just could kill everyone.
She woke up Apocalypse.
Exactly.
She woke up the big bug at the center of our real Earth.
Yes. So now Lavos, or more likely the entity, creates time gates that send Balthazar to 2300 AD, the distant future, Melchior to 1000 AD, the present, Gaspar to the end of time, and Janus or Magus to 600 AD, the Middle Ages.
Right, that's true, because he's the guy he kills.
Frog's brother.
Frog's best friend.
Big Brothers Association. Cyrus.
Yes, thank you. Cyrus, the guy who was part of the charity, Cyrus.
Yeah, and Glenn, or Frog's main motivator, is to, one, protect the princess, and two, to kill Magus, because his older brother. But before all that, right now we're still in Ancient Aliens time, where an actual ancient alien sends all these people to different points in time, who you'll all meet. Queen Zeal and Shala presumably killed, because Lavos, we don't see them ever again. There's no mention of them.
Well, the flying islands collapse into the earth, don't they, and kill everyone?
Lasers rain from the sky and civilization gets overed.
Right.
And there's also a prototype epoch that might have gone with Balthazar to 2300 AD, because he's working on, he gets time travel later, might be working on it. Lavos obliterates Seal. The Sun Palace sinks into the sea with the sun sewn inside. The storm causes that causing the ice age abates. And the world is over as far as they know it at this point. There's a
real
people-
ancient apocalypse we've got in our hands here, Mr. Hancock.
Yeah. And excitingly, we're coming up to Christian times.
Finally.
12,000 BC to 1 AD, the land warms up. Shala's pendant finds its way to the Earthbound and is passed along the Guardia line. So it was Shala's pendant. I don't know how... Oh, because Shala dies and Magus makes it out. But wait.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that's kind of confusing. Because the Frozen Shala's Flame
pendant
also
is with Marl now.
It will be with Marl in a thousand
years. She's not alive yet. Yeah,
yeah, not alive.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course.
Let's keep now the present of when we're playing the game and bump into her and put her pendant into the time travel machine that our best friend made, right?
As far as we know, but then also that pendant used to be able to open doors that doesn't anymore with the pendant nowadays. So we don't know.
Yeah.
Jamie doesn't know is what the thing. He took a big game on the bonus tomorrow, but he doesn't know this one thing.
Speaking of time travel.
Yeah, exactly. The kingdom of Guardia is founded at 1 AD to 508.
So only 32 years until we get to kill Jesus. Yes.
Yes. So 1 AD to 590 AD is what we're covering. This is off screen leading up to leading up to the Middle Ages. Off screen.
Right.
A blue pyramid which stores Zeal's mightiest weapons surfaced in a forest. The Massimoon is sealed in a cave in the Dedadoro Mountains. A beast called Yakra haunts the forest west of Guardia and occupies a cathedral when it's built there. Janus warps in from antiquity due to the Ocean Palace disaster, and he's raised by the Mystics, becomes a powerful mage, taking the name Magus or Magus. Glenn is bullied as a child. Notable.
It was a tadpole. You gotta bully a tadpole.
Yep. He doesn't have arms. Fuck him.
Glenn becomes smart.
Puberty is such an awkward phase for a tadpole too, where they're like half tadpole, half frog still, you know, like,
and also like also still the shitty little mustache.
I mean, he's kind of got the little like catfish whiskers, right?
Yeah, he does.
So Glenn meets and becomes squire to Cyrus, the head royal knight. A war between the Mystics and humans has begun by Magus to gain necessary power to summon Lavos and avenge his sister's presumable death. So his sister died long, long time ago, 12,000 years ago. Now Magus's main thing is like, I'm going to summon Lavos. I'm going to kill him because I'm real strong now. Right?
Yep.
So.
Oh, right.
Killed my sister. Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Yeah. So now 10 years before in game, the 600 AD or Middle Ages, Queen Lene marries into the Guardia royal family.
Oh, yeah.
We meet Queen Lene too.
Yeah.
Just Wiz Khalifa, just like half asleep on the throne.
She's like really similar to Marl. Marl ends up going back in time while Lene is kidnapped.
Yeah. And they Frog like pledges to join you or whatever because he believes that she's his queen, right?
The whole Guardia family, like her husband is like, my wife's acting weird lately.
Yeah.
It's a princess
from a feminist story. The king of the castle still can't recognize his own wife.
Normally when I barge into her chambers blind drunk after banging whores, she normally acts different.
And it is her descendant 400 years later, so they could look really alike, but not that's a really alike, you know.
That's like you gotta have some real like Habsburg tenacity to keep the bloodline that pure that after 400 years your descendants still look like you.
Can you imagine, like, I don't remember my wife's jaw being this saggy and drooly.
So now Cyrus and Glenn recover the Hero's Medal from the Frog King. Frog King actually turns Glenn into a frog. It's said later that he could probably turn back, but he's grown to like his form as frog.
Yeah, I don't got to get up to eat. I just tongue the fridge door.
Yeah, Cyrus obtains Masamune. Magus breaks Masamune in a fight with Cyrus and Glenn. Cyrus is murdered by Magus and Ozzy. Ozzy being like one of these guys who looks like a Namekian from Dragon Ball Z. He's kind of like a fat alien with like little
antennas.
Yeah.
Also, Magus's goons are Ozzy, Slash, and Flea. So yes, they're all like music references.
Rock and roll references.
Rock and roll guys, right. Yeah. Exactly. Like I said, they invented new metal.
Yeah.
Well after recruiting these guys.
In the Chrono timeline, when you go back in time to like fix the bridge, you come back in time to be like, oh, now I can go across the bridge, but you fucked with time in a way that now Ozzy is actually the king and not the Guardia family. So like you go into the inn and you try and buy something, but it's like a green monster and he's like yelling at you for being a human.
Yeah.
He's like, you bringing gold in here? Don't you know we use an Aussie box?
Yeah, pretty much. And then he's like, fine, I'll sell to you. But then everything is like eight times the cost. It's
The bottles are like, they're shaped, they're like glass decanters shaped like bats with cork heads. And the bartender bites the cork off, pours your drink for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking, he's just like, hey, I see what you're writing there, buddy. Like a young guy. He goes up, young Namekian. He goes up to, he's like,
yeah.
What if that train was crazy? And he's like,
I'm so brilliant, man. I swear to God, this is the most beautiful thing.
Yep.
Gives him his first bat to eat. It just like changes the timeline.
So now we are into a playable time, the Middle Ages. King Guardia 21 XXI reigns. Queen Lean is abducted. Frog rescues Queen Lean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say XXI because you don't know the Roman numeral?
No, he said 21.
I said 21 first.
Oh,
I said 21. Okay. I was showing off that I knew it, actually.
Yeah. No capacity to process multiple zeros, but the fucking the letters are great.
Yeah.
Once you get past like five zeros, it's hard to look at, man. I can't like immediately see how many zeros there are.
The way you posted it without commas, it makes more, or spaces. For sure. But I just counted the zeros.
Yeah. I was talking. I was on. I'm in the hot seat, man. I got to just keep going. I'll just say a number. Hope it's right.
The hot seat.
So we're in 600 AD. This is the Middle Ages. Queen Lean gets abducted. You go back in time. Marl. They think Marl is the queen, but you actually go and rescue the real queen because you say, "Tira, this is what your first time going back in time, by the way."
Right. Yeah.
So you're starting to realize, oh, if we don't rescue Queen Lean, Marl's never born, then we never came back in time, then how could we not have?
Yeah. I'm accidentally having sex with my mother in the back of a car. I've played this game.
And a cool part that they added to the translation in the most recent part of the game, that the one you can play on Steam now, is Marl, when you go back to current time, she talks about how she didn't exist for a little while and she existed in nothingness and it was painful. And what if death is existing in nothingness painfully?
Fucking chill, Marl. Chill. Like, that's cool. That's a cool thing that you brought up right now. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's actually existential dread, Marl. Wow. Yeah. Fucking go back to nothingness. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You got the robot just like turns around blasting, never gonna give you up. He's like, I'll bring it.
Yeah, so Magus summons Lavos and is presumably killed in a place where we don't intervene. The Mystics lose the war after their leader disappears. Fiona's unable to save her forest from Retinite.
Wait, who the hell is Fiona?
I don't remember that timeline. We're going to move on.
Fiona married Shrek.
She did. Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is the timeline. This is the timeline. Shrek 4.
Yeah, this is the Shrek timeline. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Now we're going to just before 1080, just before what happens on screen when you start the very beginning of the game. Queen Eliza, Marl's mother, passes away. Melchior warps in from antiquity or 12,000 BC after the Ocean Palace disaster, and he sets up a little hut down southwest from the castle.
So, like, these three brothers got thrown to different places in time, and this one brother's like, oh yeah, I can time travel myself, don't worry.
He got thrown in. This is also from the Lavos.
Like, oh, sorry. This is when he got thrown in. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is when he appears. That's how time travel works.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Us on the outside that don't experience the journey. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he comes out. He ends up being like the big sword crafter who helps you put the two pieces of the Masamune back together. But there's way more Masamune lore. You can go back to Zeal, and there's two characters named Masa and Mune. And then you meet them in a foil.
And they're like, well, we just don't know what to name the damn thing. I want to name it Munomase.
Yeah. Play through that. You can play through that whole story. It's on the side, but it's there for you. So King Guardia XXIII, which is 33, reigns in 1080.
It's not, unless you read the wrong number of X's. said XXIII. You only said two.
Fuck. Well, now I don't even trust you because you said I said something different than I did the last time.
Like XX comma 30s, like 33.
Yeah.
Yeah. King Guardia XOXO Gossip Girl.
Ozzy's descendant, Ozzy the Eighth, or VIII. Is that the Eighth? Runs Medina Village.
Gotcha.
So this is when, if you didn't touch the timeline and you didn't go back to save Queen Lean, if you didn't go back to fix the bridge, all this stuff, Ozzy is now running the village. The Millennia Affair is held. This is where presumably you have the choice to go back or not. The way that it happens is it's just like a teleporter, and Marl gets too close to it with her pendant, and she's sent, and then Chrono runs after her into time. So if Queen Marl just stayed home, then everything would have been fine, but... Also, we wouldn't have stopped the thing from ending the world if
she right, yeah. Him.
Yeah. A cool thing that I like too is when you go back in time to save Queen Lean, the guards say, well, after losing the queen one time, we really need to raise our security protocol and our laws around this. And then when you go back into present time, you're with Marl, who it looks like you kidnapped her. And then you go to trial, and like the action of saving Queen Lean and them ramping up their laws makes you
is
go
what
and
puts you on trial.
Bruno and Luca created the NSA. Like what the fuck?
But there's a bunch of cool like little loops that if you didn't talk to a certain person, you wouldn't catch that this is why this happened.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Then we go to 1999. The Eris Dome is controlled by the Guardia family line. It's just a place to hang out. And Lavos awakens and destroys the world. Robo is damaged and falls unconscious at the Protodome. So 1999 is like 1,000 years later. A lot of people are living in domes.
It's not. It's 999 years later.
Yeah, it's in the name.
Okay. Waiting for the soundboard. All right.
Got his ass.
So the Sun Palace that fell under the sea from Zeal way, way back when, between 1999 and 2300, does resurface from the sea. People take shelter in domes. They are surviving, but like barely eating. Lavos is at the top of Death Peak, asexually reproducing. So I'm sorry for the
big worst kind.
Funkin'. The fans who like the fuck, it didn't happen here, man. They just
which of the spoiler images is the guy fucking himself? Let me click it through here.
Oh yeah, just very quickly.
Yeah. Doan of the Guardia family line directs the Eris Dome. You get to go to the Eris Dome like much later, and you find a bunch of like hungry people. Not like the hippos, but like the people.
You've got all the white beads at the carnival. Then there's a quest line here. If you deliver the beads to the dome.
They're all lying on their bellies with their mouths open, roll different beads into their mouth. I gotcha.
So you actually, as Chrono and the gang, you meet Robo there. That's when he joins the team in the actual game. You also have a motorcycle race with a dude. And you and if you beat someone in the motorcycle race, then you get out. You use, I think, the pendant that you got from the future to open a door. Or the pendant you got from the past to open the door in the future. And when you press a button, it's like 1999, the year that everything went bad. And you see like Lavos destroying the world, and that's how you find out about it.
Right.
In the actual game. You find out Mother Brain is there. And if you didn't intervene, Mother Brain around 2300 murders all humans in the world at the Geno Dome as her home base. Geno, short for my favorite sandwich at Dagwood's. No, it's it's for genocide. It's for genocide.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my second favorite sandwich at Dagwood's.
Extra spicy sauce, please. Yeah. Yeah, that's where Robo actually gets shut down because he's like, I don't want to kill all the humans. And then he gets decommissioned, but we end up putting them back together.
Right.
Yeah. Balthazar finishes the epoch around this time, or the time traveling plane. But I guess he wouldn't have used it effectively without us, because this is if we never intervene. And then post 2300, last few humans die. The magic seed is not planted in the game. If you do the motorcycle race, go through all these doors, you find a magic seed, which you give to the people. And presumably it makes all the plants grow again and everything's okay for them, we hope. Because at the end of the game, we all go to the Millennium Fair. Everything's good in the world. And everyone steps to go back to their respective times. Oh, I'm best in the Middle Ages. I'm going to go to the Middle Ages. And then you get to Robo, and he's like, I'm going to 2300 AD, but we beat Lavos. What is the future that I'm stepping back into now? It's the first time that it's really not sure. So Robo could...
That's pretty cool.
It's nothingness and eternal pain, Robo. We made it worse. I'm sorry.
Off you go, slap on the butt.
Yeah.
Wonk.
Yeah, so Robo's the only one we don't really get good closure on. And
does he have feelings, though? Is he going to be sad?
He's the only robot who cared about people. Yeah. That's a whole other argument, though. We'll have to get Graham Hancock or whoever the Graham Hancock of AI is on Joe Rogan. Yeah, and it's said that the planet presumably recovers over countless years. The main directive of Lavos is the end of time. The main directive of Lavos is to go into a planet, suck up all its energy, devour the people for its DNA, to harvest the DNA sequences.
Cool.
And then to move on, to reproduce, move on to the next planet. So what they're doing with all this DNA sequence, if they're making the perfect bug sucker, or whatever, I don't know.
Slug bucker.
Yeah. But that's why it exists. But I left out a lot of this game. I explained a lot of it. I left out a lot of it. I think it's totally worth playing, even in this day and age.
It's incredibly long and
good. Any good JRPG.
Yeah, it's like a 50-hour. It's a 50-hour game.
Probably minimum. More. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fastest you can beat it with like skipping a lot of stuff and like using every bug known up till this day is 6 hours flat. And that's like doing everything you can
when focusing the main when focusing the main objectives. Chrono Trigger is about 23 hours in length.
I didn't think it was as long as 50 hours. Yeah,
I was just thinking like, oh, old school JRPGs, like a lot of Final Fantasy, but I guess with random encounters where you have to grind a bit, like
I also suck and never finished it, so
my last
that was my guess
the last
I suck
time
at
I
having
played
a version that doesn't crash all the time.
Yeah.
The last time I played was June 27th 2022, and I have 18 hours. And I got to the point where you get to the end of time. You can go fight Lavos, but you want to do all the individual stories,
right,
or revive your friends or do all those things. So,
and get to level 99.
Yeah, you can get to end game in 18 hours comfortably because I didn't rush. But there's still a lot more to do at that point, too, if you want. But yeah, awesome game. I had no problems with the Steam version. It's really hard to explain how well it holds up. Like, it could have came out in the last few years, except for a few things, I guess. Like, and you wouldn't really have noticed much. So just go play the game. I think
I'm looking up the best like quality of life ROM hacks at this point. I've bought the game twice. So I'm like, I'm entitled to downloading a hack, I think.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yep. Cool. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you like the show, consider leaving us a review. It's or telling your friends. It's the only way that we grow the dang thing. Jimbo, anything you want to talk about?
Hop in the Discord if you want some updates on me dying in Classic WoW and have a nice chuckle at my expense. Or
have you shared the last 8 deaths even?
No, I've been shy about it.
I didn't think so.
No, yeah. I've been really shy about it. But I post lots of cute animal pics and stuff too. So that I'm a little more open about. And if you ask me about my Classic WoW experience, I'll tell you. But yeah. Anyways, that Discord. .gg/LOREBOYS Loreboys. Peter.
Yeah, do the URL in Roman numerals.
Oh no.
It already was in Roman numerals.
Yeah, at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Go ahead and send us some messages, send us some requests. I had a guy request, like, send us like a, oh, I'm sorry, sir, I'm not a patron, but I would love to make this request. And I'm like, anyone can request anything you want. Obviously, patrons get a little bit of extra priority there. They get their first shout outs, but like, feel free to request whatever you want, wherever you want. If there's a messaging app, do it. That's it.
Yeah. The best way to make sure it gets seen by all of us is to put it in Discord. If you can join the Discord. We don't really check Twitter or Facebook all that often.
That's it.
I don't check Twitter messages ever, actually.
I control I control F, and that's usually where I pick. I think this week was the first time I checked email. It was like, Chrono Trigger, did that come up? And I control F to our Gmail, but do it in the Discord if you want to be shouted out. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, forever cataloged, and it's easy for us to find if you want credit for giving us a good idea like Chrono Trigger. Yeah. Other than that, Patreon.com/theLoreBoys if you'd like to pay for this and get a little extra something tomorrow from your perspective, despite the fact we've already recorded it.
Yeah, Patreon.com/theLoreBoys if you want to check that out. If you don't trust Patreon, of course, we do have Loreboys Prime service that we've always offered, and we're finally fucking doing it. We're going to the center of the earth to find the bug. We're going to find the bug, people. We need people with shovels, so bring your shovel. We need people with pickaxes, so bring your pickaxes. Wheelbarrows, probably.
It helps if you fuck, because we know it never fucks, so we can make fun of it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to call it a virgin. So, like,
yeah.
If you are a virgin, you can come, but just know we're going to be making fun of the virgin bug. So
you
that
lie
might
to the bug.
That might deal some psychic damage to you to be around when we're making fun of this virgin bug, you know?
The virgin bug versus the Chad frog. Yeah.
That would constitute a Loreboys.
Loreboys.
Out. I forgot to say what the Chrono Trigger is.
Is it a thing?
Is it the prostate?
It's a thing it's a thing you could use to fix one moment in time, but I don't know why.
Sounds like the prostate to me, baby.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.